Within a year and a half, two cyclists, William Rust and Michael Prater, were hit and killed by drug drivers on the east side. It appears the problem is getting worse, according to Queen City Bike President Frank Henson.
Queen City Bike has been getting increasing reports about motorized vehicles doing hazardous lane changing. You know, it doesn't seem to be purposeful. It just seems to be random.
Fellow cyclist and operations manager at Red Bike, Doug McClintock, says people need to be hyper aware, be well lit, and wear clothing that's easily seen.
Both of the cyclists, unfortunately, who were killed were doing everything correctly, but that is part of what we have to reinforce within our community, because those things can make a difference. We don't know how many times those have made a difference, but those are things that we can do to protect ourselves and make a difference. And there are routes that we can avoid.
Tonight's forum is at the AAA Driving School on Madison Road from 6 to 8. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.